Blog Talk Radio.
Do you mind if I talk to you about diarrhea? I just want to say two words about it. Pepto-Bismol. Pepto-Bismol controls common diarrhea. It relieves that misery and the nausea that you can get along with it. Pepto-Bismol coats, soothes, it protects. It relieves that nausea. Makes you feel an awful lot better. Next time you get common diarrhea, you'll thank me. Pepto-Bismol.
Reminder for our radio listeners that the end of the world is going to come next Tuesday at 4:30 p.m., and the Department of Health has requested homeowners to unplug all electrical appliances, turn off radios and TV sets, and disconnect gas stoves and furnaces. The post office recommends that you mail early in the day, and for those with automobiles, alternate side of the street parking will be suspended. That's the end of the world next Tuesday at 4:30 p.m. Mark it down.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Oh, shit! Damn
it! How many lumps do you want?
Oh, three or four.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
Help! Help! I'm losing my mind!
Right out of the
hell. Oh, God!
Grenache. Do you need to relax and get away from it all?
Oh! Ow! Oh!
My name? I'll say mine.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no,
I love
no, come out.
Up. Oh, 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 you man, oh, 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 out. I love to hang up.
Giddy up.
live from coast to coast, this is the Friday Possum Theme.
Hey!
What?
The Friday Possum, oh yeah. The Friday Possum, come on.
Did that one. That's all right. Nobody's keeping score anymore. Purple and green, I like. Isn't that the Joker's colors? Purple and green. Green hair and purple suit. Yeah. They're freaky color scheme. I just know all about color, but I was never very adept at using it. I'm more of a black and white man myself. Scarrow, if you will. Well, good evening and welcome to Friday Night Possum, Breakfast of Champions, here on the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment, where you'll hear... Ted disappeared. Where you'll hear fascinating podcasts and programming such as Possum Hour on Mondays, and Clobberin' Time during the week, and Friday Night Possum on the aforementioned Friday. Well, that couldn't be more uninteresting. So, let's bring on Gumby, and then we can blame it all on him.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, His Royal Highness, the naughty Professor Gumby himself. Ladies and gentlemen, right here.
Thank you! Too kind.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hello, everybody.
I believe it.
I believe it.
Yeah. All right.
I got all kinds of theme songs on here. Shoot, man. Oh, I never did Medical Center. I should have done that one. That's a good one. Wow.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, well, you never know, man. So anyway, how's Trix? Can. How was your week, sir?
My week was just splendid. I did nothing. As always. As per usual.
I didn't do much myself. Shoot. One little freelance job that I got to turn in over the weekend. That's about it. I ain't been working this month, man. Really slow.
Your father's project?
Yeah, I told him I was interested in doing it. I haven't heard back, so we'll see.
Okay.
I got it. I started to see it in my mind, like, you know, I could make it like a cutie pie figures, you know, a whimsical okay. Benjamin Franklin with no pants. This was something different I was working on.
He hardly ever had his pants on anyway, that horn dog.
Who?
He hardly ever had his pants on anyway, the horn dog.
Oh, you mean Franklin?
He was getting laid. Oh, yeah, Franklin was getting laid left and right.
Yeah. He's a cool guy.
Baby
fan. I just don't really want to dog the founding fathers right now, man. I don't think it's necessary.
Fuck them. Fuck them.
Yeah. We're gonna need that Constitution they come up with.
When? When are we gonna use it?
Oh, do you know what today is? Not
What's
to switch
today?
Gears violently. It's National Scotch Day. We're International
oh.
Scotch Day, I guess.
There you go. Did you indulge?
So later on in the show, I will pour myself a dram and drink
there
it on the air.
There you go.
The whole commercial for the evils of alcohol.
Don't wait too long. It's the end of the world tonight.
Well, that's what I figured. And then if the world does end, I got a dram in my hand. Everything's cool.
Just the way you want to go out. I see it. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. You can light up a cigar, I'll have a dram, and beauty. All right, man. Do you have a plug, sir? A plug.
Yes, I do, as a matter
plug
of fact.
Plug nickel. All right, man. Fire that up, man.
All right. Tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern time, Eminence Front Radio. As Eminence is doing his 50-50 show again. This is Top 50 50 years ago. We're talking 1968. Good tune. That's 3 o'clock tomorrow morning Eastern time. 2 o'clock for Gumby Loves Jazz, if you're up that early or up that late. And so there you have it. And that 4:30 is the Possum Blues. You can listen to that live on www.wriu.org.
Organism.
More morning.
Organism. All right, man.
Good stuff.
Most excellent. Stuff. I have to tend to my damn dog, man. Ted, I wanted to not be mobile tonight and junk, dude. All right. He's so old. Yeah, are you good or did you need water? Huh? I gotta go check his bowl.
He wants scotch, man.
Scotch.
He wants to celebrate with you.
Yeah, he's out of water. That sounded like the water bark. I actually can discern some of these barks. Water bark is always like a single bark. Not bark, bark, it's bark.
Uh-huh.
Like that time he gave me like, you know, 3-4 single barks. And water bowl is filled.
You're a fucking Doolittle. That's what you are.
I wish. This dog's fucking nut job. I never know what he wants. Except when he wants water. That's all I got.
Okay, there you go.
I did fill the water dish. The treats make him thirsty. He drank the whole thing. Just lay down and relax, buddy. Everything will be fine. Everything's going to be fine.
These treats are making me thirsty.
Yeah, that's exactly it, man. Uh-huh. That's exactly it. All right. Well, there was a brief... you want to talk about the end of the world real quick?
Sure.
End of the world is tonight. I'm not sure if everybody's aware of that. I saw this map, though, right? Of where you can see this eclipse, right?
Yeah.
Almost all of Asia, all of Europe, all of Africa, India, Australia, parts of South America, United States. Fuck it, no, man. No eclipse. We're cool. Right. Canada, covered.
Uh-huh.
No visible eclipse, so I'm not that worried now. I think, you know.
We're going to survive.
Our pals in France might, you know, get their business in order before midnight. But so anyway, I think we're in the clear as far as...
Good.
If
you can't see it, ain't going to happen.
It ain't going to happen. Right?
Uh-huh.
Monkey see, monkey do. Monkey don't see, monkey don't do. So there you go. Ipso facto.
Monkey do.
Oh, we got some possums lining up here, man. This is cool.
Yeah, I know, man. Isn't that nice?
All right. So, what we're going to do here then is blow something the fuck up for y'all.
Yes.
Back to my gym crack. There was a period of shows that I lost in one of my computer things. Ted, you need to relax, dude. Honest Pete. And because I could have sworn I'd blow this up before, but couldn't find it. So if we've already done this, I apologize. Where the hell is it? Oh, here it is. Okay. I'm pretty sure we even talked about it. Call Me Maybe, right?
Call Me Maybe.
Yeah.
Not ringing any bells.
She's saying, call me maybe, and I didn't know whether she wanted me to call her maybe, like, hey, how's it going, maybe, or maybe call her, see?
All
right. Look, I've always been confused about this song.
Like that chick in Arrested Development.
Yeah, maybe, exactly.
Yeah.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
Okay,
sure.
So... I asked a fan of song about it. She said it was maybe give her a call. She was pretty sure about that.
Oh.
I'm going to leave it up to the listener to decide. Oh, Ted. He's being dramatic. I don't know if you can hear him panting. But yeah, he's... You're an idiot.
Poor thing.
I love him. I'm used to him, I guess. All right, so let's blow this up. It's Call Me Maybe, right? This is another one I got on my gym crack on that terrible DJ night a couple weeks ago. So away we go.
Say, I beg your pardon. Do you have any idea what we're doing? Now that you mention it, no.
That's
fucking
pull the string.
What? Cocksucker. Go. Oh.
Boy. You know what? They didn't make a dime on that just now. No, well, nobody made a dime on that, but, yeah. You don't make no money on the songs you wrote, man. What a drag, you know?
Well, it's a tough business.
Ah, they got ripped.
That's
they got, they had the bad manager. They had the bad manager feige like Badfinger, you know. They just didn't hang themselves and shit. What a
yeah,
drag.
50% of the band hung themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I don't know, man. So the Blood Moon, it ain't going to affect us in the northern hemisphere, northern, what do you call it?
Fuck that Blood Moon.
What do we call it? What do we, North America. North America.
America
is
fair. Fuck that
fair.
Blood Moon. Means nothing.
I don't see
the
Blood Moon.
I got an old Western on with Hutch Connors right now. A very
nice.
Young Hutch Connors. Why didn't he
oh,
get
yeah.
that name, man? I think that's a cool fucking name.
That's what Gigantor always calls after I told him that his name was Touch.
Yeah.
He goes, "Ooh, Touch Connors." He calls him Touch.
That's a cool name.
Gigantor. Boy, he was lit the other night, man. He called me, like, late for him. He's usually in bed by 9 or 10 o'clock.
Okay.
I don't know how he got up the next day. 1 o'clock in the morning.
Huh.
What are you going to do, man? Your buddy calls you up drunk, wants to chat, have a beer with him. You know? I'm not doing anything else. Just wasting
aren't you
my
a good guy?
Wasting away in Margaritaville. Scotchville. All right, well, let's get something going here and do the do the lounge.
Yeah, before we lose them.
Yeah, I know. It's so nice to see your smiling faces or your smiling type fonts. Out there in virtual land, social media extensionville. Oh, and first up, the returning celebrity, Apple Cheeks, Alice. Apple Cheeks.
Apple Cheeks, Alice.
So good to see Apple Cheeks. That is so cool.
Uh-huh.
Hope everything's going well with you. And yours?
We love
whatever,
Sweet Alice.
You know.
We love Sweet Alice.
Yeah. 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 And completing our Canadian contingent tonight is Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Right there at the top.
Dr.
Two and three in the line is O Canada. It would not be a show without Dr. Cake, in fact. So, ipso facto. Hail, hail.
We love the Canadians.
Yeah, man. What?
Love
that
the Canadians.
One, you know, that was just... For a dude to fuck with the Canadians was just dumb. That's just wrong, man. They're like they should be, and they are, and should be, our closest ally, period.
Yes.
End of story. And,
right, you are.
We love you guys, man. Uh-oh, putting GT to sleep. Well, they're getting for USA!
Getting for USA!
What do we got coming up here, man? I know I picked out some schnit to do tonight. I had three cups of coffee, too. I don't understand why I'm not flying off the hand. Well, you know, I had bad news this morning, man. I had bad news. Another person has cancer. You know, it's like Jesus Christ, man. Not a relative or anything like that, but a friend.
It's not me.
It's like I don't think so.
Always the last.
I didn't think it was gonna be. I thought it was gonna. I knew something happened. I didn't know what it was, and I found out cancer. Jesus.
Well,
You know, it's
one out of every three people get it.
I am so sick of cancer. Too many people in my world, man. So I don't know what to write back, you know, after I got the good news. So I'll work. Think about that tomorrow. It just blew my mind, you know. Like, I don't even know what to say, man. Got to think it out. Think it straight, you know. I mean, obviously you're sorry, but fuck.
It's tough.
All right. Well, getting 4 USA, welcome, sir. And bored already, bored to tears, is our good pal, G.T. Trenton, who was shucking and jiving the last time he was on here, man.
Shucking.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
He was shucking.
I do.
Shucking and jiving. Give me something, whatever. With a bouncy C is what I'm after here. Here we go. All right. Well, thank you for coming, GT Trenton. You missed it, man. That's Alka-Seltzer. We had the Pepto-Bismol was on before, but I think we have Alka-Seltzer. You're welcome to hunt in the back, the lounge. There might be some back there. Well, there she is, first in love, first in peace, first in the Possum Lounge. Maggie C. Of all people. Right there. Right below G.T. Trenton. Who's right below Getting 4 USA. Who's right below Dr. Cake. Who's right below Apogee Salad. And they're at the bottom.
GTO's on top.
Batting cleanup. You're not batting cleanup. 4, 5, 6, 7. Batting seventh. Wow. Let's not have it. He's swinging a strong stick. But there he is anyway. The sinister minister of finance and parking.
Thank you, sir.
Professor.
Thank you, sir.
J. Gumby. Ladies and gentlemen.
Richie Super Host Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Hello.
Be the first to laugh when Mrs. Jennings took a bath and left the window open for the neighbors. But had we looked, we might have seen that she was really very clean and given her the credit of her labors. And Mr. Jennings, where was he? The man that we had asked to see. And who were we to think that it was funny? And as she raised the glass, she said she wasn't sure he might be dead or somewhere making love to all his money. She held her breath expectantly while everybody stared at me as I approached to greet Miss Mary Blooming. I tweaked her nose and kissed the tip. I wiped the powder from my lips. And just because I did it left her fuming. I almost gave myself away when Captain Gray came up to say, glad to see me home, and he was tickled. And now I'm sure I had it too, the way I used to be of you. Worth it all to see him tickle.
The atmosphere was getting thick. The guy beside me looking sick. I would have helped, at least I thought I ought to. He flashed me an appealing grin. Stopped and put the feeling in. I wasn't sure, but something told me not to.
departing, knowing they would never miss me. Nighty night, little angel. Nighty night.
Man, that was weird.
That was good. That was weird.
Yeah,
very weird.
Weird wild shot. I take my gum out, man. That was the Tim.
Okay, at first I thought it was the Tim, but then it didn't sound like him. I was going back and forth.
Yes, oh yeah. That was the Tim.
Never ceases to surprise.
I figured it was appropriate, just in case it was the end of the world. Should include some Tiny Tim. It's only right.
Yes.
I would think.
We should
I got
go
no notes. I got, yeah. Well, that was the original End of the World. That was the plan. I got no notes for tonight, man.
Yeah, well, you didn't think we'd last this long. The end of the fucking world.
I figured we'd be dead
by the
blow up.
Yeah, exactly.
I already asked you that question.
What was my answer?
And I got a note here. I got to make GTO a Weird Al CD. I'll get on that, dude. I haven't burned a CD since Lassie was a embryo.
Huh? Shit. I never did.
I can't remember the last time I burned. The last few I've burnt were for friends. My buddy Bogey needed some copies of something made, and said, burn you some CDs. He didn't even bring his own CDs.
Well, you took care of him.
Speaking of which,
you're the go-to guy.
He was over. He was over this week, and we had a little bit of Japanese single malt beverage, which you can't call scotch, but tastes like scotch. It's made like scotch.
Good stuff, or what?
Japanese, well, the first Japanese one we tried, we didn't really care for. But this last one, oh boy. Number two son had a dram, and he enjoyed it as well, so. Suntory Whiskey Toki, I believe.
Korea has a good whiskey called Soju. Bring them good stuff. Soju.
I guess whiskey's, whiskey around the world. The Japanese are into making it like scotch.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I'll pour one later, then maybe the show will get interesting. Look, even Dr. Cake's snoozing, man.
Oh, Jesus. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. This is bad. All right. Well, you want to do another quickie and regather our thoughts here?
Yeah,
right. We'll do a quickie. Let's see. But first, I don't think I have Alka-Seltzer. Yeah, I do have Alka-Seltzer, don't I? No.
Sure do.
No.
You did.
No. Well, maybe in the kitchen. No. First, a word from our sponsor.
I was on heroin. It was Oxys for me.
I used crack cocaine.
I used to be a heroin addict. Now I'm a methadone addict. I'm into leather.
Every hour, 13 people die from drug or alcohol abuse. Don't kid yourself. Addiction is an epidemic. We all know what happens when you don't deal with addiction. Someone dies. Or even worse, they hurt others. Addiction is a disease.
You're such a disease.
Sure.
We are the Addiction Network.
Fuck you!
And if you've been trying to quit your addiction to drugs or alcohol without any luck, then you need to call the number on your screen now.
BR549.
We'll connect you with someone who's been where you are.
Bang it!
You can't beat addiction on your own. So make the call now.
Fuck you!
The call is free.
Bullshit.
The consultation is free.
Bullshit.
And the referral is free.
Bullshit.
If you have private insurance, your treatment could be covered with no out-of-pocket cost.
Bullshit.
So call the Addiction Network now. Get the help you need.
I wish my family had insurance. I could have got the best help available.
Have you ever heard a song about fish sticks?
Fish sticks!
It won't take me long to tell you about fish sticks.
Fish sticks!
Not many people write a little bit about fish sticks.
Fish sticks!
Don't go telling all your friends about fish sticks.
Fish sticks!
Cause I don't want their grubby hands on about fish sticks.
Fish sticks!
I can get quite nasty if you mess with my little fish-ish delights. Ow! Fish sticks in the oven!
Oven!
Fish sticks in the pan!
Pan!
Fish sticks in the letter that I got from Ed McMahon. Oh yeah. Mama's little baby loves fish sticks.
Go, Magic Feet!
Can you say hey?
Hey.
Or can you say ho?
Ho?
Just checking. I'll finish the song now.
If you happen to buy a package of fish sticks,
fish sticks,
better make sure you keep your eyes on those fish sticks.
Fish sticks!
Because I'm gonna warn you, buddy, I'll sneak up on you, cause I want all the fish sticks in the world! Just for me!
Mama.
Eat them while watching TV! Yeah!
That was beautiful, man. Fish sticks.
Fish sticks.
I feel like the show is it's on the right path now. Got the fish sticks.
Yes.
Got the drug addiction.
Like the Rain Man. Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right.
We're up and running.
During the song, I snuck off.
Do they taste good with scotch? Fish sticks?
Maybe.
There you go.
I know a lot of guys. I drink when I drink scotch. I don't eat anything with it. I don't get munchies because the scotch kind of kills my appetite. I don't feel like munching. Like beer, I'll every once in a while I want to munch something. You know, crunch a chip or popcorn or something like that. But not with the scotch so much.
You wanted to take that.
So I got the Glenlivet. While that song was on, I snuck out. Got the Glenlivet. Beauty. Oh, that's Ted. You're insane tonight, man. That dog. My God. Got that maniacal look in his eye. He's not going to give me a break tonight, man. We're going to hear some barking tonight, I think. Yeah. I had a soda pop craving, but didn't cave. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I never crave pop anymore. I had a Coke with something a week or so ago, but that's been like the only Coke that I can remember.
I haven't had a soda
pop
since the mid-80s.
Uh-uh.
Unless you count the Red Bull.
Well.
Yeah. Coke, Pepsi, all that shit. I haven't had that since the 80s.
Yeah. Just the sugar-sweetened bullshit. Because it is really bad for you, man. It's really bad for you, that shit. After you quit drinking it, I'll see these trucks. And it's an entire tractor trailer filled with pop. It's poison. It's crap. You know?
Well,
now, the Glenn Livett, on the other hand. Did you hear that?
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah, we heard that.
Here we go. Just a little dram. That's perfect. Perfect. I like to pour it to the maximum width of the bell of the Glencairn glass. Beautiful. All right. And what's a Glencairn glass, you ask? Let me get you a picture of one. They're beauty, man.
All right.
It's the best way to drink. It's the best way to drink, like sip whiskey.
When are you going to show us a picture of your bar?
I'll, because we got with the shelves now. It's looking pretty good, man. There we go. I don't think I paid this much for my set, but. Glencairn. They're really good. They capture the they hold the aroma in there, and then you sniff it. See.
Oh, high class.
Man,
high
after
class.
That Japanese stuff. I don't know, man. Maybe I'm falling out of love with the Glenlivet. Oh
gaps.
No, gaps that's stuff. Where that. Whoa! That was a yummy. We're just going to sniff it for now. Delicious. So, yeah, anyways, happy Scotch Day. I got to do that next time. I've never done that. I got to do that next time. Next time somebody's over. Sniff it and then dab it behind each ear. Oh, that's funny. Anyways, what do we got for the 3 minutes tonight? I don't know. I'm just, I don't know, man. I mean, I'm in the mood to be on the possum, but I'm just not in a possumish mood, man.
Well, we didn't do the birthday thing.
Oh, we got the birthday. Yeah, we do the birthday thing. Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
right,
do
it
before
JK.
The three.
All right,
cool.
All right, birthday. Yeah, it's appropriate that it's right there by the 3 minutes. You'll never get back. I sent him the picture of the Goo Goo 3 minutes for his birthday greeting today. It's a 3 minute car wash, but.
And Grenache,
Hank was a goo moo. Yes, it was.
Dick and Cider.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Dick and Cider.
Alrighty. Tank was a good movie. I saw that one once. But I saw Jim Garner in it the other day. That was great. He's always great. I've been watching those Heck Ramseys, right? I found all those. There's only 10 episodes.
Yeah.
And episode 4 of the first season, he is smashed the entire time. You can tell. It's like, holy shit. The other actors are like, you know, working with him. But every scene he pours himself more booze, and I would bet that was actually booze. Because he was just laughing it up and having a good old time being Heck Ramsey.
There you go.
Man,
Rockfish.
Guy was, he's a fucking legend, man.
Yep, yes he is.
After watching that, when I had to switch over identities to Heck Ramsey on Facebook, man. Gee. the Booze Hall of Fame for that man. And he always wore his drinking helmet, which was good. All right, well, the Derek from the Derek and Kay Show, 3 minutes, you'll never get back, his favorite part of the show, and it was his birthday today.
Uh-huh.
This, sir, is, well, you want to do the yodel or something more, we'll do
happy birthday Happy birthday, everybody.
Hey,
most excellent. Most excellent. And many, many more for the Derek. And again, happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday, Getting 4 USA.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Apple Cheeks.
Sweet Alice.
Happy birthday, Maggie.
Happy birthday, possums everywhere.
Yeah. GT, happy birthday, man. Dr. Cake. Wouldn't be a birthday without Dr. Cake. You know what I'm saying?
Dan Skippy. Dan Skippy.
These guys got up to the, they got here like 6 a.m. across the street, and they put in a whole new driveway. It was pretty fucking nice, man. I'm thinking, I wonder how many G's that ran them, because I could kind of use a new driveway.
Was it heated?
What's that?
Was it heated? You know those heated driveways they put in now?
Oh, no, no, no. Not that fancy. They just dug up the old shit and put new blacktop down. But it looks fucking nice, man. I mean, that bad boy. Ooh-wee. That's a beauty. That's a beauty.
Nice.
That would really dress the joint up.
Someone's got money.
I gotta get my gutters fixed first, though, man. And our new roof. New roof. Need a new roof before I do a new driveway, man. Priorities, babe.
My house is falling apart. Whew. And I'm over here watching.
Okay, what did I upload for tonight? Oh, okay. This is weird, man. Let's spin the wheel just to make sure.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, bad moon rising, baby. That's
That's
what you call that. Boy, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different 3 minutes that I could play tonight.
I don't know where you find them.
Well, it's like I'll find one. Oh, that's 3 minutes, and then maybe you'll give me something that's even more 3 minutes, and I'll go, well, okay, well, I'll upload them both. I'll have one in the bag, just in case.
You hear me?
There's method to my madness, sir.
3 minutes.
All right, here it goes. First sip. Oh. Nah, that's why it's number one. It's not the nose, it's the palate. It's the palate. That's a beauty. Mm.
To ease the pain in 3 minutes.
Now, the nose on that Japanese scotch, holy magoo. That was like an amusement park ride. There was bananas and mangoes and old pussy. I mean, it had everything. Not 3 minutes. You'll never get back. Woo!
You put a little heat to my heart. You said I'm so sky high when you're loving stars. Jitterbug into my brain. Good to bang, bang, bang. She's my pin to stay. There's something bang, you know, something crack. Red, red friend on the mirror side. Let me see, then hit my bell. I'm playing my lesson, leaving you in there. Wake me up before you go, go. Don't understand the gun. Yo, wake me up before you go, go. I don't want to miss it when it feels high. Wake me up before you go, go. Cause I'm not planning on you going solo. Wake me up before you go, go. Take me down, the gonna wanna hit you. Ah, yeah, yeah. You make me crazy when you act so cruel. Come, baby, to the fight. Work a dancing, everything being alright. Wake me up, but in the standing floor. Leave your vision so deadly. Come on, baby, let's not fight. We're gonna do everything, we'll be alright. Wake me up before you go, go. Bring me the artificial power to control you. Wake me up before you go, go. I don't want to mess when you're high, high. Wake me up before you go, go.
Oh no, no, feeling going so low. Wake me up before you go, go. Take me down, think when I had wanna be your show, yeah. Jitterberg! Jitterberg! Before you go, go, when I'm leaving, I'm like a yo-yo. Wake me up before you go, go. I don't want to be the one to go, go. Wake me up before you go, go. Cause I'm not playing, I'm going solo. Wake me up before you go, go. Take me down the ground, I like it. Hey, yeah, yeah. Woo! Jitterbug. 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 Do you like my pink shorty?
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
The news of the present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
Yeah, my son called during the 3 minutes. They're gonna laugh at them. They want to borrow my gun. He said, "Your fake gun." I said, "What do you mean fake? Oh, you mean the BB gun?" He goes, "Yeah."
Okay. What, for a movie project? What are you doing?
Yeah, I've got a fake revolver, too, that's... Or no, what is this? It's like a .45 or something. This is an old toy gun from the 40s. 50s. Maybe they can use it. I don't know if they want the pit. They probably... I think he wants the BB gun, but they might want the pistol. But I have no real weapons.
Your whole crib is like a prop department for your kids.
Kind of. Yeah.
You got it.
Sometimes
all.
Sometimes I'll hang on to shit. I'll hang on to shit just because. In fact, I think there's a police special, plastic police special here somewhere, but they left last time they did a movie here. They've got the big movie weekend this weekend.
Okay.
The 48-hour. Oh, that is delicious scotch. I'm telling you what. You can't go wrong with the Glenlivet. 12-year-old scotch. Yes, indeed. It's reasonably priced. And it's, what's our alcohol? Oh, I can't read. I can't see anymore, man. Bad. Isn't that terrible?
This is their fourth
year on blind.
That movie project, right?
Oh. We've been doing that a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's 80 proof vodka. Or, I mean, vodka. Heaven forbid, scotch. 80 proof. 40%. So, right. Happy Scotch Day, everybody. What else is today? I think there's other shit that's also today. But
end of the world.
You get, well, that's, you know, that's fortunate for us that they fell on the same day, I'd say. All right, the blood moon, what do we got now? Here's God, this was a weird thing, but that's more of a visual. A rat worm this lady had on her porch.
A rat worm?
Yeah. It's the UK Mirror, so I don't know if you trust the, you know, I don't know, they might be downloading gremlins into your world. But this lady films this thing on her porch, and it looks like a hot dog that's crawling along. It's got a big rat tail on it. What the fuck, a sausage, you know? And they said it's a rat-tailed maggot, and it'll turn into a drone fly. Oh, I don't need to see
that
fly.
Yeah.
You see that? Sausage
yeah.
with a tail, with a rat tail. What the hell?
Looks like it has 1,000
what?
Legs, too, right? You see the little
I hate
legs
to say this,
see?
but what the fucking fuck? You know?
Yeah.
What the fucking fuck?
There's a lot of weird shit out there.
I don't think it looks like it's squirming. I didn't see any legs, man.
No?
Looks
like a 1,000 legger. I see a little something. Maybe that's just clinging to the ground. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe so. I don't know. I don't want to know. I don't even. I'm like kind of troubled that this has even been brought to my attention, you know? Like, I don't want to know. it could be like. It looks like a turd, man. Just like an undulating turd. With a tail.
Yep.
You know, they squeezed it off, but there was like a, you know, and it came alive. Oh, is that thing fucked up? Okay, quit looking at that. Yeah, I'm going to poke your eyes out with sticks. No, you have to.
That's horrible. A lot of weird shit out there, man. Look at that fucking thing.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if the scotch has made the show any better, but it certainly has made it more fun for me. indeed. Okay, now, this is a weird thing. Do you ever eat raw oysters?
Yeah.
You like them?
They're not bad. I don't know if I like them. I'm careful, man. I don't dislike them.
Oh, okay. I think they're great. I missed them. The last fancy gig I did, they had raw oysters, and I went into the dining area, they were carrying them out, and I didn't want to feel like a sleaze and be picking them off the wagon as they were riding past, you know. So I passed, but this is kind of weird. And you know, I'm getting weird about food, man. You know, like. Trying to respect the pork and whatnot. Well, it's saying that the oysters are alive when you eat them, man.
Yeah.
Whoa. So you don't want to eat dead oysters or you get sick.
Yep.
Now, some people claim.
They eat a lot of live shit. Yeah.
Some people claim that. When they're shucked, they die. When they open it up, because they serve it on a half shell. They're saying because their connecting gazoink is connected to the their heart is right next to the bottom of the adductor muscle, so separating it from the shell kills it. But I hope it's and they say they're also not they don't have a central nervous system, so they don't feel pain. But I don't know, man. Kind of bums me
really
out, man.
Like
and even them little snot monsters
felt like a
loogie. Are
felt like a swallow
suffering.
A
oh, yeah. Snot monsters in a shell. But, man,
yeah.
That was like
snot
the best
monsters.
Lunch I ever had, man. Oysters on the half shell. I was in, you know, by the ocean. Oysters on the half shell and Red Wolf beer on tap. I'll never forget that lunch. I was like, man, I'm eating it and I'm going, this is the best lunch ever. And it was.
Life is go.
That was a great day. Was that the same day as the greatest breakfast ever? I know it was the same vacation. Had Eggs Benedict and a Bloody Mary for breakfast. Best breakfast ever. Stop all that. Right. You know, come on. Right. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah, but what do you eat now, though? With your steps.
I'm eating nothing. I did have a hoagie, though, today. I went off the diet today. That's all I ate all day, though. I went over to Tim Hortons and tried their new hoagie. Wasn't bad. Wasn't bad for $3.27. I'll take it.
That's a Philly thing. Do Canadians know how to make hoagies?
They make hoagies in Pittsburgh, hoagies. That's all you got, hoagies.
Yeah,
there's no heroes, and there's no subs, and there's no grinders. They're hoagies. In the bird.
Yeah, but Tim Hortons, Canadian, man. Do they make hoagies in Canada?
I don't know, but they're calling them hoagies.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe they just don't know the lingo.
We got 7-Eleven hoagies. That's right, Hal.
Hoagies. I like hoagie. Hoagie cool.
Yeah.
You know, hoagie Carmichael,
Italian
man.
Hoagie Carmichael.
Hoagie.
Old buttermilk sky.
7-Eleven hoagies. There you go. I guess it's hoagie up in Canada then. Apple cheeks hoagie and then.
There you go.
So we got hoagies up north. All right. I'm down with that, man. This grinder, especially the grind. What the fuck is a grinder? Get away from me with that. I don't want no grinder.
They just heat up the roll. That's all. And make the roll a little crunchy.
I was surprised it was warm. It wasn't warm. It was a cold hoagie. Which, to me, that's a hoagie's a cold sandwich. It's not heated up. But I thought they would serve it hot. Because, I'll get the Italian sub over at the pizza joint, always hot. And I like those
What's
hot.
What's a Zeppo? What's a Zeppo? Are you wondering what a Zeppo is?
I haven't had one of those since Woodstock. Jeez. That's, yeah, they're amazing. Extra those shmageggy peppers. Yeah. But the shmageggy peppers.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. And make your O-ring fall right out. You got that right, Jack.
Oh.
Yeah. I think I finally decided, man, I'm not going to eat the roller dogs anymore. I can't, man. They make me feel bad, man. Okay. Now, speaking of, and probably, you know, it's probably a health risk, you know. Speaking of which, we had the ho-hos. Did we do ho-hos? Or Swiss rolls, I'm sorry. Swiss rolls,
okay.
Which is a ho-ho. And they had the salmonella. Some Pepperidge Farm Pepperidge Farm goldfish. Watch out. You would think. Probably like Pepperidge Farm. The Pepperidge Farm. No. Possible risk of salmonella. Ritz fucking crackers. Oh, jeez. Ritz crackers. You got these. They're selling ones with cheese in them. And, cheese turn. I don't think Ritz crackers go bad. But.
Did you see the lady who examines your goldfish before eating it and seeing that there's a cross on one and it looks like a crown of thorns on its head? She's in the Church of the Beer Batter Shrimp. She's in one of those videos.
Ooh, I have to see that.
Now she keeps it in a little box. She says God sent it to her because she knew she wouldn't eat it.
Yeah. You know, when I used to eat shrimp, and then somebody was like, that's shrimp poop, and you got to pull that out every time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. And I don't know, it's really gross.
Wrong with shrimp poop. It's good for you.
Shrimp poop, man. You don't want no shrimp poop. No. Okay, and Kellogg's Honey Smacks. Remember, they used to be Sugar Smacks back when you could call stuff sugar.
Yeah.
It had a positive connotation. And if you're not sure, just call the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, and they'll put you on hold.
Mm-hmm.
Have some cereal or something, or some Swiss rolls while you're waiting. There you have it. There's our health watch.
Or stop eating crap.
Stop eating processed crap. That's nasty. What else we got here? Ooh, what is this? From earlier in the week, technology. A new blackmail scam claims to have video of you watching porn. Whoa, dude! It's a scam, though. Nobody's got film. Nobody gives a fuck about your masturbation. It's a fishing expedition. Claims to have evidence of adultery or whatever. I don't know. This is weird.
It's like that Python.
You receive any? It says you receive an email with one of your old. Oh, this is weird. You receive an email with one of your old passwords in the subject line. If you're foolish enough to open it, you'll find a hacker claiming to have video of you, of what you're watching, and webcam video of what you're doing while you watch. Pay up with some Bitcoin, or your spouse, boss, slash mom will soon discover your fetishes. In some cases, the hacker claims to have evidence of adultery instead of the premise, but the premise is the same. Wow, people fall for that.
Yeah,
crazy, man.
Thank you, fucking people.
So, GT, if you get that email, nobody cares if you're masturbating. Yeah, yeah, it's cool.
Well, it depends on the way you're masturbating, too.
Well, as long as that kitty porn, I think it's cool, man. Or, I think animal porn, too. All right, well, there you have it. I think that's all that happened this week.
Blackmail.
A little collusion, but between friends. All right, man.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
Come on home, baby. I want that head. I want your head. You ain't got my wall tonight.
shit.
Damn good rockabilly.
I had uploaded that a while back, man, so I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what to expect. That's kind of fun.
Still don't know what it was.
I was like, whoa.
Oh, fuck like that.
That was, I have a clue.
Clue Gallagher?
Allie Dukes, No More Hot Dogs.
All right. Allie Dukes.
That's all I got on that, man.
That's all you need.
Yep, yep. That and a bottle of the Glenlivet. Single malt scotch whiskey. Oh, yeah.
That was called, that was called No More Roller Dogs? Is that what that was called?
No more ugly dogs, man.
Ugly dogs.
Because it's funny, because the meat on the sandwich today was like, looked like it was sliced, wasn't processed, you know, crap. That it was actual ham sliced. And it didn't really bother me. But I had the ugly dogs, what, Monday? And, yeah, started getting the bellyache. So, there you have it, man. Fuck, I love, man.
Watch out for that shit.
I went to the sausage. My family, remember, I went to that sausage fest a few years ago.
Okay.
Is
that a gay bar?
Nah, it's an actual sausage fest. The guys in Cincinnati, like most of the people, realize what's going on with the joke, but they still call it the sausage fest. They're cool with that.
Why not?
Well, I mean, the sponsor of the whole thing is a sausage company, man. They're big on, yeah. They're big on grinding up the pig down there in Cincinnati. Founded by a bunch of Germans, man. Bunch of German butchers, man.
All right.
Bloody Germans. What if they start hating you know, there's always groups they want you to hate, right? And what if it's like, okay, they're like, okay, you got to hate black people and got to hate Muslims, got to hate gay people.
I hate Vikings.
Nah, it's like, yeah, like, do you know any Italians? Because, sorry, man, Italians are on the list now. Got to hate Italians. Yeah. What if it's a good guy? No, sorry, Italian man. It's just so stupid. Racial hatred is the dumbest, most primal form of stupidity in the world. To hate a whole group of people just tribalism, man.
It sounds like a lot of work too.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like this country. But this country's obsessed with hating people. Oh, man, I forgot the Mexicans. Yeah. You know, oh, you can't like the Mexicans. Forget about them, you know. And anything south of the border, forget about it.
And religion.
Religion. Oh, the religion. Got to hate the Muslims. How about the Jews? What about the Jews?
Oh.
We don't like the Jews.
Uh-oh.
They will not replace us. You know. Oh, G.T. Trenton says he's German and Dutch-Irish. Dutch-Irish? I've heard of Dutch-Irish.
Well, isn't Dutch and German the same thing, practically?
Very close. Very close. Deutsch is German. So, yeah, I've got Dutch, like Van Valen was the name. And then I've got, not really German, but Prussian. Which doesn't, it's part of Germany now, so I guess it's German.
Well, you remember what Murphy said, never trust a Dutchman. Malt liquor man. Never trust a Dutchman.
Don't trust the Dutch. I'm not so sure about the Germans
about
either there, GP. We're going to have to run you out on a rail because we damn sure don't like the Irish.
Yeah. Fuck the Irish.
That was one of the funniest lines in Blazing Saddles, where he goes, "Okay, we'll take
again.
The N-words and the chinks, but we don't want the Irish." Oh, okay, we'll take the Irish too. You
know. I just watched that the other day. That's on Prime. I haven't
classic.
Seen that in ages, man.
Classic.
Uh-huh.
Classic. Beauty. A different day.
I didn't notice you mentioned Patsy Cline. Oh, Patsy Kelly?
Patsy Kelly?
Yeah. Yeah,
got no recollection.
The Gov was mentioning names, and he kind of put them together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he's probably riffing, man. Mel. A beauty. Still with us. God bless him.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's do it like a Band-Aid. Let's just take it off in one fell swoop. It's the polka. Well, no, it's not that. That's not a bad thing, is it? Polka.
Oh, it's a good thing.
Tonight's polka, though, is very appropriate for International Scotch Day.
Oh, okay. All right.
A rather whimsical one.
All right. Okay.
Ace is good coming back up. And you know, all that racist shit I just said, man. I'm not racist, man.
Fuck the Irish.
I judge people on how big of an asshole they are. And, well, except for the one part where I said fuck the Irish. Yeah, that part's true. But here we go. The Bar Room Polka.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
It's a plush line club. It's just a gin mill in old Chicago. And in London, it's a bloomin' pub. They serve you cocktails in ritzy Newport. And it's Boilermakers in Squeedunk. But no matter where you are, when you stagger from a bar, you're just plain old-fashioned drunk. Taverns and saloons and cabarets. But as you paint the town, don't run a good place down. Remember one good point. Don't call it a dive or a joint. It's called a bar room in old Milwaukee. It's a meeting hall in Wilkes-Barre. It's just a beer joint in good old Cleveland or a cider mill in Tennessee. They serve a schooner in old Altoona, like the honky-tonks in old Bridgeport. But no matter where you are, when you stagger from a bar, you're stewed to the gills, you're plastered, polluted, you're drunk.
What?
Oh,
wait a minute.
time for this chicken shit bullshit.
The Lawrence Welk gay? What the fuck? What?
I haven't. Oh, I've never heard that one before.
Was he? I never got. No, I don't have any. I have nothing on that. His foreign accent throws me off. Throws my gaydar off on that one. So I'll have to pass.
Okay.
I have no idea.
That foreign accent.
I have no idea of Lawrence Welk's sexual proclivities, but I do believe he was married and had kids and shit. I'm pretty sure.
Pardon me.
So anyway, good scotch, good fun. The show's almost over, man. We got through it. You suffered through this debacle. Thank you so much.
Yaga.
Well, I got nothing to do. I got to get my son called during the 3 minutes. He wants the gun there, so I got to get up early for that. But other than that, I got nothing to do tomorrow.
I got to sell cars.
Saturday's off. Give me a weird feeling, man. You know?
I miss Saturday's off.
See, that's been my working day forever. And seems kind of weird to have it, especially in the summertime.
Well, get to those gutters.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. I was going to do some yard work. That's a good one right there. That's been needing to be done.
Yeah, there you go.
There's got to be a bird's nest up in that one in the back. Dashed it. Hey, good memory on that. Good recall.
There you go. I'll keep you busy.
Yeah, that would work for something to do, man. Just watch, you know, don't hit the wires with the ladder and you'll be fine. That's what you got to keep remembering.
Again.
Yeah. Man, I got like half of the wires coming to my house do nothing. They're like old phone lines and shit like that. Why don't people come and clean up their fucking wires, you know, after they're redundant?
You don't have an antenna on your roof, do you?
No.
Okay, alright, just checking.
No antenna on a roof. I do have two digital antennae.
Okay. All right.
That shit's hit and miss, man. I get all the stations in my bedroom, but I miss a bunch of them out in the living room. Well, what the fuck, man? You know, I got the same antenna.
That sucks.
You never know.
You want the living room to have it all.
Yeah, you want the living room to have Laramie 4 times a day.
Exactly.
Ain't got it.
It's Heck Ramsey.
Coming in good, though.
I don't think I've ever heard of Heck Ramsey. I gotta look this up.
That's the mystery movie. Mystery movie. It ran with, like, McMillan and Wife, Columbo.
Oh, okay.
And McCloud.
Oh, okay.
And the other one was Heck Ramsey for 2 seasons.
Yeah.
So there's only 8 episodes.
I don't remember it.
10 episodes. Yeah.
Huh.
And it's kind of an interesting plot because it's kind of a CSI at the turn of the century. It takes place in 1901, and he's an old gunfighter type guy that's using forensics to prove shit.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know, fingerprints and whatnot. You know, the beginning is of forensics. So it kind of, you know, could even work in today's world because you know how people love them forensics and whatnot, right?
Oh, they love that.
CSI is huge. It's all over the place.
Uh-huh.
So, you never knew. You never knew.
Yeah.
All right. Well, sorry to subject you to this hour of pain and sorrow, but you get what you pay for, baby. Life. You know what I'm saying? For you get what you're
you
for sometimes too, man. You
yes.
know?
So watch those goldfish. There's goldfish. Watch those goldfish.
Yeah.
You walk away with anything tonight. Watch the goldfish.
And the oysters.
What?
Natty and the Glenlivet. One more Glenlivet. Yeah? Hmm. That's some good fire water there, boy. You know?
Oh, sure.
My people from Scotland, they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing, boy. I'm going to tell you what.
Sure do.
Them hillbillies could brew up some moonshine. Well, I'd like to thank everybody for coming. Thanks for coming. And
there you go.
Don't look for me. Oh, Maddie's and the Glenlivet.
What?
Don't look for me to post too much on my Facebook page, because I'm tired of that, man. I'm tired of being bitched at. You know what I mean? Hard to be a bitch now.
You're picking fights.
That's
with
so
people.
Wrong. People picking fights with me. I say innocent shit and they blah, blah, blah. Fuck them and feed them dog shit. You want my
Tell
brilliance? Kiss
bananas.
My ass.
Hey,
yeah.
Eat more bananas.
That's going to be all my posts will be banana related. So that's how.
All right, there you
know, go. That's how it's got to be.
Do it, Ray Comfort.
Here we go. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Energize! You out, you're yelling Wilma, banging on the door.
Yep.
Seen it happen a million times.
That's that right.
Good show tonight, sir, I guess. I don't
fun
know.
Fun time.
I can't tell anymore. It's fun.
I can't either.
I know, I got off such a slow start. I bet you it was that bad news this morning, man. That was like so fatal,
well,
man.
That'll do it.
Christ. Oh, that's only the worst possible scenario. You know?
Uh-huh.
Ugh. Ooh, cocky. Man, no goo. All right, well, we got, I can't believe I'm not working this weekend. What is wrong? Is it do I have BO? Come on, man. I've turned down 1,100 jobs, Nick. I have turned down so many jobs for next month.
Yeah.
Everybody wants me in August. You know? Nobody loved me this month, man. I had no love. I had a couple of good gigs, but man, compared to next month, I'm so fucking busy. And I've turned so many jobs away just because I was already working. Crazy time.
Well, enjoy your time off then.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of have been.
Weekend,
and the gutters.
The gutters is a great idea, man, because I got another week, and, man, you know, that's a gym cracker of an idea. So I think I'm going to get to that this week. Maybe tomorrow. I don't know, maybe tomorrow. Who knows? Get the ladder out.
If the drop the
ladder. You know, I get the ladder, a housewarming gift from Bogue. You know, this guy over here.
That's nice.
Gives me an extension ladder.
It gives
it's
you practical
perfect.
Shit.
Uh-huh. Well, he gave me a drill set, too. Fucking
right.
Cool dude, man. It's a pal. So you know what I did? I tightened him up with his birthday present last time he was over.
Uh-huh.
A bottle of Coolila.
Uh-huh.
Not quite top tippity top shelf, but top shelf. Good stuff. His favorite. So, felt good. Feels good to give to people who deserve it. He's been so nice to me, man. Done so much for me. Really good
friend, Bogey.
Unbelievably good dude. You can't really take him out in public. he's got a weird charm about him, though. He's a strange. Uh-huh. He's a strange guy. You know, in fact, even Mr. Science, he's like, man, you should write a book or something. You know, he's like, that's one of the most interesting people I've ever met. That's pretty cool. He's been around the world in the Navy. This guy over here, he's pretty interesting.
Good man.
Still got one or two more sips left of the old Deep Limit. That's enough. You know, that's one of those, one of scotch surrounded by, you know, five or six beers. Plenty. Especially the good scotch. I never go back in on the good scotch and have another whack because I'm just wasting it at that point, you know?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You know, they say, you know, have the fancy stuff. And then if you're going to have another one, get out the cheap bottle. Have one of those because you're fucked up by now. You're drinking more scotch, and that's a bad decision, so obviously you're drunk.
And the first thing is probably a
bet. Yeah, it's a take. For me, it does give you a great buzz, but it's because the oof, couple of them really bad. Really bad.
I hear you.
All right, I don't know what I'm talking about now. Okay, see, country going to hell in a handbasket, a bunch of other shit. I guess we'll have to leave them to their own devices. Call it a night.
Unfortunately, we're still here.
Yeah. It's only 11:34, 11:35, 11:36 on my computer. It's somewhere around, it's before 20 till. So, Tommy, please. So we still got a chance. So you're saying there's a chance.
There's a chance. It can't all be.
So we got 25 minutes for some kind of meteor. Man. Just one small meteor aiming about Washington, D.C., White House-ish.
Uh-huh.
That would work. Capitol Hill, make sure Bernie's out of the rally there somewhere. We don't want to take out the burn. Get rid of the rest of them monkeys, man. Get them out of here.
Yep.
Bunch of penny ante operators. Bernie's gonna run, man. Fuck. He's gonna be a million years old. He's only 4 years older than Bobo. and he can run rings around him. So, you know, I think that kind of washes out that argument against him. For a man of his age, he's in impeccable shape. So, will the Democrats allow him to be nominated is the question.
Or they fuck with him again.
Yeah, I figured they'll fuck with him again. Because they're assholes, man.
Well, the Democratic party wants him.
Yeah. And big donors, they don't like that socialist shit, you know? That kind of rubs them the wrong way. Rich people, man, they really don't like that socialism idea, man. I wonder why. They want another boat.
Uh-huh.
You know?
That's right.
Well, have fun selling gars.
So I
drive carefully. And if you go out to eat, tip well, because it makes you feel good.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. All right. There you go. There you go.
Sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!